Hello, and welcome back to the VBA's Legislative Bulletin Live. I'm your host, Heather Derflinger, Government Relations Specialist and lobbyist for the Virginia Bankers Association. On this podcast, we have been covering legislative updates every 2 weeks throughout the 2022 General Assembly session. The theme of today's episode is slow and steady. So let's get started. We are now nearly 4 weeks into the 2022 General Assembly session and 1 week away from the midpoint of session, also known as crossover, and things have been picking up at the Capitol. The last day to submit bills was Friday, January 21st, and subcommittee and committee dockets have been filling up ever since, which has kept Matt and I busy. In other news, newly elected Governor Youngkin has spent some time in the national spotlight. Governor Youngkin has gotten a running start in the first few weeks of his term, and he has been quick to act on many of his campaign promises. These swift actions from his administration have garnered excitement from Republicans in the legislature and disdain and pushback from many Democrats. Some of Governor Youngkin's recent executive orders have even received national attention. Whether it was his action on education curriculum and the establishment of a parent tip line that got him attention on multiple late night talk shows like Saturday Night Live, or his attempt to end mask mandates in schools, which has resulted in a court challenge from parents and local school systems, Governor Youngkin's name has been heard throughout the halls of the General Assembly in the last few weeks. The differing viewpoints spurred by the governor's actions spill over to daily House and Senate floor speeches from both sides of the aisle. This has raised the partisan temperatures and tension of session earlier than in most years. Whether that continues or if legislative seas can be calmed remains to be seen as legislative deadlines near and create additional pressures. In addition, Youngkin's administration made headlines by nominating Trump administration official Andrew Wheeler to be Secretary of Natural Resources in his cabinet. The Democratic-controlled Senate has expressed resistance to this appointment, and their leadership has signaled intentions to block his appointment. The Senate Privileges and Elections Committee voted 9-6 to strike Wheeler's name from a list of cabinet picks this past week. His name can be added back to the list through a floor amendment when the resolution is heard on the Senate floor. And if just one Democrat supports the resolution, there would be a tie with Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears as the tie-breaking vote. However, all 21 Democrats in the Senate have vowed not to confirm Wheeler. In response, House Republicans have floated nixing the reappointment of Judge Angela Navarro to her seat at the State Corporation Commission, the regulatory authority over many business interests, including state chartered banks. Navarro was elected to fill an unexpired term in 2021, and Democrats were hoping to reelect her to a full 6-year term this year. Republicans have also threatened to hold up 2 state Supreme Court vacancies unless Wheeler is confirmed. If the legislature fails to fill these seats by the close of the 2022 session, Governor Youngkin would have the power to make his own appointments to the commission and Supreme Court. Also happening this session, Virginia banks have been dipping their toes in the world of cryptocurrency. One issue that the VBA has been happy to be involved with this session is virtual currency. VBA has been working closely with Delegate Head on House Bill 263. A bill that will authorize Virginia banks to provide custodial services for virtual currency. These services would be aligned with the custody and safeguarding services that banks already offer, but will now be an available option for the innovative and evolving asset class of virtual currency. Under this bill, banks would be able to hold the virtual keys to different types of virtual wallets, which are used to track and manage one's assets in cryptocurrency. This practice would be similar to holding an asset in a safe deposit box at a bank, as banks already offer. Banks choosing to offer fiduciary custody services could do so through their trust department. The virtual currency bill, House Bill 263, passed unanimously on the House floor this past week. The bill was based on recent regulations issued in Texas by their Department of Banking. Virginia would be the first state, however, to authorize such services through state law, and this would also mark the first time Virginia has incorporated virtual currency into its law in any form. Amidst all the chaos of session, the Virginia Bankers Association will continue to be active in many legislative areas, such as virtual currency, as we discussed, tax policy, and regulatory programs. Don't forget to tune in on February 21st for a new episode of the VBA Legislative Bulletin Live, where we will further explain some of the policies we are working on and provide updates on how session is going. To learn more about the legislation the VBA is involved with, please visit vabankers.org and go to the government relations page to sign up to receive our biweekly legislative bulletin. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.